लाइट कैमरा
रोलिंग
एक्शन।
वेलकम टू माय पॉडकास्ट लेट्स टॉक अबाउट वर्टिकल्स, अ प्लेस वेयर सीक्रेट्स आर स्पिल्ड, स्टोरीज अनफोल्ड एंड द मिस्टीरियस वर्ल्ड ऑफ वर्टिकल्स इज रिवील्ड इन ऑल इट्स ग्लोरी। Behind the scenes? Oh yes. Exclusive insights? Absolutely. Eccentric characters? You bet. So, pull up a chair, pour yourself something suspiciously strong, and prepare for a conversation you didn't know you needed. So, welcome to the podcast Let's Talk About Verticals. And now, let's talk. Hello and welcome to my podcast, Let's Talk About Verticals. Today, no, not an actor, not an actress, no director, no fan. Kind of new type of crew member today. I'm meeting up with a lady and she's the head of hair, makeup and special effects. And she lately did a vertical. Oh, I'm craving for that. And I spoke, as you all know, with Nick Ritacco about that already. So I try to get more information about this pirate vertical, and I say hello to Amy Kazaza. Welcome to my podcast.
Hello, Michaela. How are you?
I'm fine. You did the pirate one.
Oh, holy. I did.
We grave all for this pirate one, you know?
Yes.
I spoke with Nick Ritacco about this pirate vertical, and the BTS I saw on your profile and on the profile from Emma and Nick looked so great of the costumes. How was it to play, let's say, the magic costumes for the pirate ones? I think it's different than the other verticals, isn't it?
Very different. Obviously, it's a period piece, so a lot of love and research went into pre-production with the wardrobe designer, Nicole Schott. She's amazing. I love her so much. Her and I sat down with our teams and we did hours and hours of research on tattoos, the bandanas, the type of scarring, you know, makeup. We didn't want it to be cheesy, a typical cheesy vertical. We had, you know, with a very tight budget.
Yeah.
With a very, very tight budget. Luckily, Nicole is part of a union, so she has a lot of access to rent quality wardrobe.
Okay.
With my team, they're awesome. And just doing the research on the tattoos and, you know, the challenge was the budget, very, very tight budget, but we were able to pull it off and I'm super excited for you guys to see it.
So you watched a lot of Pirate of the Caribbean, so what?
Oh my gosh. So it's so funny. It geared towards Pirates of the Caribbean, but our director, Dylan Box, was like, I don't want it to be cheesy like Pirates of the Caribbean. I want it to be like Black Sails. Give me dark and gritty Black Sails. But everything he chose on his lookbook and everything, we're like, Dylan, this is very Pirates of the Caribbean. But he likes the seriousness of Black Sails. He likes the darkness of Black Sails, but the look of both. So we kind of had to marry the both of the Pirates of the Caribbean and Black Sails to make the look he was going for. Very dark and gritty, but the high quality as well. So
can you explain, besides from the pirate vertical, what's your position in this verticals? What do you do? What's your job in doing this vertical? So where are you, let's say, what type of crew member are you, and what are you doing all around and in this vertical stuff?
So as a department head for hair, makeup, and special effects, I work hand in hand with our first assistant director, our first AD, and our wardrobe designer, and then obviously the director. We need the script breakdown. In a perfect world, we would have a script supervisor. I know you interviewed recently Alina.
Yeah.
I worked with her. I love her so much. One of the best script supervisors. With Dylan Vox, with the budget being so tight, he's not able to bring on a script supervisor.
Oh, okay.
Crazy. Very, very crazy. But he depends on Nicole, our costume designer, myself and our first AD, we are all collectively the script supervisor. So he depends on us for continuity, making sure like story days, everything's good. So we'll get the script first, we'll break it down, story days and the looks. Then we'll get his lookbook. Once we break down the script, we'll see where we can cut out story days to fit 8 days. Because with Dylan Vox and Scotty Mullen, that's our main writer and director for our production team. Their style of writing is very cinematic. They come from the world of HBO and Lifetime and those shows. So they try to take that and condense it. So we try to make that in 8 days. So there's a lot of scenes we have to cut out. So it's usually goes from 100 plus pages. We'll have to cut it down and work with the director to say, hey, you don't need this, you don't need that. Why don't we merge these scenes together so that we can shoot enough in 8 days but still maintain quality? So our job is to we get the script, we break it down. The costume designer and I work on the looks and then how many looks we have to do, hair, makeup changes for the script. We give the feedback to our director and our first assistant director, and then that's how we start creating storyboards and the call sheets and all of that. So yeah, so there's a lot into it, but I think for the most important thing is taking the script, breaking it down, and then determining how many wardrobe changes, hair and makeup looks, and then once we determine how many changes and looks, we'll read the scenes. I'll work with the costume designer and my team, and we'll marry the hair and makeup with what her vision is for the wardrobe. Once we do that, we'll go back to the director and say, here's our vision, here's our lookbooks. And then he'll say, I want these tweaked, I want that tweaked. But usually he trusts us because we've been working with him for the last 3 months. So yeah, he pretty much trusts us. So
And how do you get your inspirations for this type of hair, makeup, and costumes? Not specifically for the pirate one. Let's say you do more than the pirate one in vertical space. So, how did you get the inspiration for that?
It all starts from the director and the client, the app, what they're looking for. It all depends on the app too that we're working with. Other apps that I've worked with, the client will have a vision on the script, depending somewhat if it's someone from China writing the script, AI, we've seen that happening. And they'll say, we want this. And then sometimes they'll give us creative freedom to come up with the look based on how we're envisioning the script and the story. But usually the client will give us a lookbook and say, I want this. I want the tone. This is the mood, the colors. So then we'll take that and then and then create the looks from there. But specifically for this team I'm working with, Dylan and Scotty, it's with My Drama app. That's our main team. He will give us a lookbook, but it takes a while because he's going back and forth with the client. The client will have a vision, he has a vision, and sometimes it clashes. So they kind of have to meet in the middle. Yeah. So there's a waiting period. So sometimes we'll get a script and it's not actually the final script. We'll probably get three revisions because the director and the client are going back and forth on changes. Once they figure out where they want to meet in the middle, then we'll probably get like a softer vision, and then we'll go from there. But they try not to change the scenes around too much because that will mess with our breakdown of how many looks and all of that. So yeah.
How long before the shooting starts you get the script? How much time do you have roundabout
Oh.
to create your visions and breakdowns and the final looks?
In a perfect world, in a very organized, yeah, in a perfect world, I've seen it within about a month before shooting.
And how much percent chance is the perfect world?
I would say 10% or less.
Okay, so
It's
if
very
it's
slim,
not the
very slim.
perfect world,
Probably 1 or 2 weeks.
oh, holy crap.
Yep.
That means a lot of light shifts, huh?
Yeah, a lot of night shifts, but with the right team, the right attitude, it can be done. So I think with this specific team with Dylan, It's his MO, that's his style. And that's why he's very particular on the team he brings on. It doesn't mean we're, we're able to kind of get into his brain and pull out what he's envisioning and put it together on paper. So it takes a type of person to be able to handle a production like this on short notice.
Yeah, and I think when you do more than one project together, you get a kind of feeling what the person likes or not, isn't it? So you said sometimes you have to check on how many change of wardrobe and stuff like that. And what's the average of changing wardrobes in a vertical roundabout?
I'm going to give you a perfect world and then reality.
Yeah.
In a perfect world, we would want maybe 10 looks or less in
Yeah.
changes, which applies to probably 10 story days.
Yeah.
Maybe a story day will have a change from night to day at most. They're in PJs and then they change, but that's it. But I would say lately it's been anywhere from 13 to 19 changes
Per
in an 8 day
person.
shoot per person. I would say for the leads. Well, to be honest though, Dylan, that's why I love working with Dylan because he tries to meet wardrobe and hair and makeup in the middle. What he'll
Yeah.
do is he'll try and do the principal talents as the main focus. So the primary changes will be for the main two leads. The other
Okay.
supporting cast will have very minimal changes.
Okay.
So he
Okay.
tries to revise the script to kind of make it more attainable for
Yeah.
us so that we're not ripping out our hair at the 8th day of shooting. So shout out to Dylan. We love you if he sees us. So
Huh. So, how did you get into this vertical space and all this hair wardrobe? You said also special effects stuff.
Okay, so I'm going to rewind that question a little bit. So I started about 13, 14 years ago, and I started in bridal 3, 4 years, and I just felt like it helped with speed and being organized, but I just felt I wasn't happy there. But I think with makeup artists and hair and makeup artists, the easy transition into the industry is bridal. And then after that, the academy I graduated from, we have like job postings. And so after 3 years in bridal, my mentor at the time, she said, "Hey, I have an independent film project, very low budget. You'd be coming in as an intern. Would you like to come on board?" I was like, "Yeah, I love. I'm really interested in production." I maybe within 6 months, I started moving up the ladder, meeting people on set. Once you have, and I think what's important for hopefully this message gets out to a lot of makeup artists and hairstylists, your attitude on set. You could be the best makeup artist, but your attitude on set and your demeanor and how you treat everyone, regardless of what number they are on the call sheet, whatever the role is on crew, treat them with respect. Treat them, nicely. Don't there doesn't need to be attitude or ego.
Yeah.
So take that into the equation. I met a lot of people on set, and they referred me, and I moved up the ladder. So I got into feature films and short films. And then fast forward, once COVID hit, shut down, everyone was struggling for work. So now to how I got into verticals, I went down this rabbit hole. So my job, not a lot of people know this, but I'm in corporate finance.
Okay.
So yeah, I've been in corporate finance for the last 20 years, and I actually recently left so I could focus on verticals full time. I just left actually last week, Michaela. So I abandoned corporate finance. So now I'm fully invested on this. But so once COVID shutdown hit, a lot of people were struggling for work. And so I luckily had my corporate finance job to keep me afloat and pay the bills. So I went down this rabbit hole. I was like scrolling through YouTube and just all something was pushing on my feed. I was like, what are these soap operas? Like, this is just
Or
crazy. This is
you also got trapped by this advertising.
Yes.
Okay,
It warped
welcome
my
to
world.
the trap. Let me guess,
Yes.
was it a real short one
Um,
who
yes.
trapped you?
Yeah.
Because
It
every
was real
person
short.
I'm asking, especially also from the fans, everyone got trapped by a real short vertical advertising.
Yeah, I think it was real short. And at the time, I forgot the name, but now it's called Candy Jar. But
Galatea. It was
yeah,
Galatea.
Galatea.
It's German, you know. That's why I know
Oh, is
that.
it a German app? Oh my God, I didn't know. I thought it was American app for some reason. Because,
Based in
well,
Germany.
let me give you kudos to Galatea or Candy Jar. Very good app. So that's what hooked me. I think a Real Shorts, something on Real Shorts, then I started going down a rabbit hole. And I think what hooked me was a vertical called The Arrangement. I think they're on their fourth one right now.
I know this one. It hooked
Oh
me
my God.
also. Four parts with Haley Lorelai and what was
Yes.
his name? I don't know.
Grady. I think it's Grady something.
Ah,
Yes.
yeah. On
Oh my God.
Candy Jar, former Galatea. Oh, holy crap. I love this one. And that's
Yes.
one of my all-time favorite ones. Yeah.
I think that, honestly, Michaela, that is what hooked me. So as a subscriber, so I was a viewer myself, so I understand what, the viewers are going through. And I felt like a parasocial relationship, like I, because I'm in production, but I'm in, I'm also a subscriber. So this is very weird. But I saw the quality of like, Real Shorts or other apps versus Galatea at the time. And I was like, that made me think, a light bulb went off. But I started watching more and researching all, the good ones versus the bad ones. And I said, who are the makeup artists? Where are the teams? Where are these productions filming? Because a lot of people are struggling for work. So yeah, I actually created a vision board. And I put up all these like shows and everything. It was funny. My husband was like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm researching. I'm trying to research because this is, there's something here. I think quality could be better on a lot of these. So then I just went down this rabbit hole, and then, a few hundred dollars later, my credit card bill, my husband was like, honey, what is
Because of
this
all the
bill?
subscriptions or what?
Yes.
I feel
So,
you. I totally
yes.
feel you. So no, I think you can understand why the audience is getting more and more uncomfortable with a lot of new apps lately showing up with more than 200 apps
Yes.
actually.
Absolutely.
But to be honest, Candy Jar or former Galatea is so good in producing
The
verticals.
quality,
The
yeah,
quality is so damn good
top
on
notch,
this. I just watched today a vertical on Candy Jar. They don't drop so many episodes in a show, but every show is based on a book storyline, and that makes
exactly.
the vertical so great. So great. The same, I don't know, have you watched shows on Drama Pops?
I actually have the app, but I haven't seen many shows.
The quality on Drama Pops, mostly produced shows in Istanbul and Lithuania, are dropping on Drama Pops. The post-production, the quality of these shows also are so well and not full of this typical vertical trope shit. Sorry for saying that.
Oh
So,
no, please go ahead.
Drama Pops, Candy Jar, and Weglu are really outstanding apps, actually.
And that's why I love, yeah, I've worked with Viglu once, and then Candy Jar is on my bucket list to work with. My drama, I really do like working with them. Nicole, obviously you've seen, yeah, the stuff that's been coming out, so we're trying to set the bar on that one
You
as
know,
well.
for the
So
audience, it's a bit different actually with my drama. I told that to Nick Ritacco also because my drama don't have a weekly or monthly subscription
I know,
possibility. You have
yeah.
to watch the verticals there with coins. And for me, I'm not good in coins watching because I'm not patient enough to collect coins. And if I will pay for the coins, a show is really expensive to watch there.
Yeah.
And I told Nick that already. I hope if until your pirate vertical will drop, they change that because I knew a lot of fans, including me, wrote them an email and said, listen, it's a bit shit that you are an app without a monthly, weekly, or whatever subscription to see all show for free. But what I like on my drama is they are always producing also really good quality. All the Ukraine verticals which drop there
Yes.
are so good. And lately, Roberta Sparta produced a vertical in Italy, which dropped on my drama. Also, I have the feeling that my drama is more willing to take a bit of risk in new storylines and publishing than the other apps. So I'm a bit in a oh, shit, I want to watch the shows there.
I
So
know. You're
I
taking the
hope.
words right out of my mouth. That's literally what why Dylan loves working with them. They're willing to take risks, like the comedy murder mystery, but with quality, and stuff that doesn't require 20 slapping scenes,
And no 40
trauma.
episodes banquet scenes.
Oh my gosh. We have not done a banquet scene, I think, at all. I'm just so glad.
I said to Nick Ridacco, and I recorded with him. Let me guess, Nick. I hope that in this pirate vertical there's no banquet scene. And he said no
Yes.
banquet scene. And I
Nope.
said,
No
oh,
banquet
holy
scenes.
yes. No, because they are getting more and more lately. And round about 40 episodes of 60 episodes is a whole banquet shit where they are yelling at each other and nothing else happens. And one big question, is it really him or her, is the one thing that drives the whole storyline? Sorry for that. No.
I completely agree. I think this is why I'm sticking. There's a lot of productions that have asked me to come on board, and I know a lot of people need the work right now, so I'm happy to pass along the work. But me, I have the luxury to be able to choose the team that I work with. There's only quite a few, like a handful of teams that I specifically want to work with, and it's not because the rate is not good, or it's the quality, because I want to be able to put my stamp on it and say, I help make this happen, this quality, to set the bar. So
How was your reaction when you got asked to do this pirate one?
I screamed. I jumped off my seat. I was so excited. When I did speak to Nick about it, because we worked on another one, he just it's the Golden Pear Affair. He just started
I saw this
advertising
one.
for it for Native. I wasn't there in Atlanta to shoot that one, but I was there to do the reshoots. They were doing fixing some scenes, so I was there, and we were talking about the pirates. And actually, I told him about it, and he wasn't casted yet. And he's like, "Are you kidding me?" And he goes, "I briefly talked to Dylan about it. I was like, I'm gonna tell Dylan you need to be cast." And he's like, "Okay, I'm gonna talk to Dylan next week, and we're gonna make sure." And then, lo and behold, when he got cast, I was like, "This is it, Emma and Nick, great." Because
Yeah, the
I think
other article they did, it was also so
High Stakes
great.
Heartthrob did super great. And so they just have a great chemistry. So just even seeing them together again, and they're so amazing to work with.
And to
Emma
be
doesn't get
honest,
enough
Nick looks so
accolades.
great as a pirate. Come on.
Yes,
He looks
we were
so good
worried
as
because
a
we were like,
pirate.
he's so good looking. We're like, can we make him look piratey? And we did, with the costumes and him being so. We were The fact that we were able to collaborate with Nick to make sure he was comfortable, but that it looked tasteful and it looked realistic as possible was so amazing. And he's always so great to work with, and Emma as well. So,
Yeah, and he told me about the sword fights and stuff like that. So I'm so curious.
I will be posting some BTS, so you will be seeing it soon, of the sword fights, because I don't think a lot of people were there to be able to like film it in time because there's so much going on. But I hid behind somewhere and I was able to do that.
You did a little spy, huh? You were a
Oh
little
yeah.
spy.
But the thing I think also like to give kudos to my drama and Dylan is they're so happy for us to post BTS because they want the traction. But a lot of other apps I work with, everything's so secretive. You can't post
Oh
anything.
yes, I hate that.
I
I
just
hate that. Did you lately get to know? You know, a lot of my ladies from the reviews we are doing every month, the monthly recap reviews. They're only using the poster of the show to put, you know, when they are reviewing it. And there was a lot of shutdown from the profiles because they were using the posters to make reviews.
Oh,
Yeah, it's not
wow.
allowed. Copyright, what else? Shit, you know what I mean? There was
Oh, yeah.
lately a lot of stuff going on, which makes it for the reviewers so hard to promote the shows, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The platforms are so silly to forbid that they are using the posters because they don't wanna use it in a bad way. They just wanna give a review and a great promotion for this show. So I don't understand why some platforms are so complicated because of that. Because they get free promotion and they
Yeah.
Don't use it. That's so silly. That's so really silly.
I don't know if it's bad advice they're getting from someone, but the world I come from, promotion is the biggest thing. Reviewers, fans is your biggest promotion platform, I think, to get people to spread the word. And so, yeah, Dylan and MyDrama and Fox, who obviously had an equity stake in that, they're such amazing to work with. They were on set for the Pirates one, so they were super happy from what I was told. But as soon as we start rapping, they'll put together posters, they'll send us the BTS, they'll send us footage, like the episodes before paywall, and they're like, please pump it out, promote it. And we're like, this is very new for us. For you to actually give us that access to help
Yeah, but
promote
that's
it,
so
I'm like, I'm happy to
smart.
do it.
That's so smart, you know? We are all so happy about this new genre. We need so badly new genres in the vertical. So
Yes.
every one of the fans or of the critic people I worked with, we are all so ready to promote it and to try to support this new genre stuff. But as you said, if we won't get the chance or the material to promote it, how should we promote it?
Right.
And so I'm very happy that you are saying that you get a lot of BTS and stuff like that for your pirate show so that we can push this genre, because we are also tired of this typical vertical banquet, raping, kidnapping, violation, you know.
Yeah, it's very daunting, and yeah, I and to for a lot of these apps, I think my concern is too, when I'm looking at these apps and I did some research and I was like, oh, before you download the app, it's for 13 years old and plus. I'm like, well, if you're going to say 13 year olds and plus, can you we have a disclaimer before they start watching the vertical? Yeah.
The
Stuff to
only
say.
one who recently tried some trigger warnings before the episodes is Kalos TV. No other app has any kind of trigger warnings or stuff like that. And to be honest, lately, all the shows from 2025, most of the shows from 2025 got more and more full of violence and harassment and stuff like that, like the shows in at the end of 2023 and 2024 did. I mean, you know it when you saw the arrangement. I assume you started watching Verticals at the beginning on 2024 lately.
I would say end of 2023,
Yeah,
beginning of
so
2024, yeah.
nearly at the same time than I did. So you know the storylines in 2024 and you know the storylines now. So I spoke also with Nick about it. We had in 2024 so good storylines with less violence, with less slapping, with less miscarriaging or beating to death or whatever. And there were also stories which hit the market and went so well. So I don't understand why this big t big themes of violation and stuff is needed now, because we know that it could work also less without that trope. So that's why I'm really waiting for this new genre and the pirate one. Kidnapping makes sense there, you know what I mean? So a bit
Right,
of
exactly.
violation makes sense in this genre. But if you see lately verticals where they are just slapping without reason, I don't get it. I don't get it.
I've been asking myself the same question. What I've been hearing from a lot of crew members, directors who have direct conversations with the clients and the apps, I don't know. There's a lot of confusion on where they're getting their data analytics. So a lot of it may be because of the thumbnail, the clickbait. People click on it and like, wait, what? So again, it's all. I think it's just they're getting the wrong data analytics. But I think here's the situation. I don't think it's going to go away. All we can do is the apps that are willing to take the risk and not have the violence and the trauma and the things that are unnecessary for the storyline to succeed. All we can do is create that platform so other people can that want to watch the good quality stuff will have access to that. Because right now we're stuck in a pool of these verticals and we have nothing else to be able to watch. If we want to, we had a hard day at work. We want to escape and have brain vomit and click on something. And this is all we have, but we're kind of, people are going to get exhausted from it. They want to see something
Absolutely.
new and different. And I think with my drama, their focus is the American market. Dylan's focus is the American market. I think with the American market and people outside who want this as well, there's no room to grow if you're going to keep doing what you're doing. So that's why I think I appreciate Fox and my drama being able to give us the platform, the ability to tell a story with quality, you know.
And I think that's the reason why it's so important to support this new stuff, that the platforms see, okay, they hit as well. And I'm a study business informatics. I can tell you how easy the numbers are manipulative. If you want to get good numbers, you can manipulate it in that way that you get good numbers. I can tell you. So I don't give a shit on numbers, to be honest.
And the
Because,
numbers, I feel like they get fudged. I'm like, are these numbers accurate or
yeah,
not?
did you see, a show which dropped in 24 hours? The show should have round about 12 million views already in 24 hours. Really?
I don't know that either. And with the My Drama app, it doesn't give you the numbers, but so I'm like, hey Dylan, are we doing well? Are we getting traction? How's high stakes? And he's telling me, no, the client loves it. There's the numbers are great. I'm like, could they like be able to give us numbers? He goes, well, if there's numbers, like all these other apps, who knows how accurate they are? So I was like, that is true. That is true. As long as the client's saying we're doing really well with traction, you know,
I
that's
think you can see how good you're doing when a lot of reviews popping up.
yes. And that's what I think I've been depending on, seeing you guys watch it and what you guys say. So it's so important. I think,
That's also the reason when why I'm doing this monthly recap with five or six of the big review ladies every month. We are speaking about which app was great in this month by dropping new shows. Who was the great actor or actress of the month? A great side role, because I don't like it that the side roles are always get so, they don't get any attention, but sometimes the side roles are so well. And then we are also talking about the crap of the month, which was a show where which crossed a lot of lines and red flags. But also we talk always about who or which show was the show of the month, because kind of fresh, new storyline, entertaining. So we always talk open and honest, and I know that we will talk about the pirate one also, because we
I
are
hope so.
also waiting and craving about that one. So I'm sure, no, but I know a lot of people watching verticals actually, and every time, so many of them are so bothered with this classic storylines actually. I'm a person, if a show doesn't entertain me or doesn't fit for me, I drop it off. I'm not the straight till the end watcher. There are some person, they are always watching till the end in a hope that it gets better till the end or stuff like that. But as you said, when I want to watch a vertical, I don't want to get confronted with a lot of unexpected shit, because it's my time where I want to get entertained, where I want to feel cozy watching a thing after a long day at university, for example. So it's my time, and I don't want to waste it on bad quality stories, So
I think they're so focused on the shock. A lot of apps are focused on the shock factor to get to the paywall and then keep everyone hooked. They just care about once they getting them hooked so they hit paywall. And I was just like, that's not, I think that's a great concept, but not the way they're going about it is maybe not the right way for a lot of apps. But you know, who am I? I'm just a department head for here.
Yeah,
So.
but what's your experience? I mean, how many verticals have you supported so far with your job?
In total, I've done, oh gosh, I'm growing near 21 verticals.
And all genre,
There's, oh,
Werewolf
it's been,
One, Mafia One.
Yeah, I've
Classic
done
one.
two werewolves. I haven't done a vampire yet. I've been dying to do a vampire.
But vampires
Scotty
getting
Mullen
so
tried to do a
less
werewolf.
lately.
I know.
There haven't been produced many verticals with vampires lately. But a new show dropped lately on Candy Jar with a vampire.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
Oh, I'm
today.
glad I can watch it now. yeah, but the typical, like, quarterback football. I did one with Drama Box, but that one had a lot of
Which
hitting,
one?
slapping. All I Want for Christmas Is My Quarterback Husband.
Oh, hold, that was, sorry, I did not finish vertical for me.
There's a lot of slapping.
But I like Buddy Kane in the side role. In this monthly
Buddy Kane, I
recap,
love
Buddy
it.
Kane was my side role of the month. And I told him he looked so great in his blue suit. Oh, holy crap.
Oh gosh, I know. Oh,
He looked so good
so
in
good
this
when he's
suit.
groomed. Yeah,
But
I
that
love
was,
it.
for example, for me, a classic not finishing vertical because of all the violence and stuff.
Yeah, I know. And it's unfortunate because my producers that I work with normally on Drama Box, they're amazing. But they have tried because they want to venture out and do fantasy, sci-fi, all these things. But when they present and pitch the client from the top, they're like, no, the data analytics they're reading, Michaela,
We
it's
need
just like, I don't know where they're
safety.
getting it. Yeah. They're like,
No.
no, we can't have, we can't go outside the box. We can't, they want to stick within and recycle the same scripts over and over. And yeah, again, I love them. I love Drama Box to death. They're actually what got me organized. They're very efficient. I commend them. It's a great group of
Yeah, the
people. They
quality
have a
got better
system.
lately.
The quality, it did. But as far as the script writing and stuff like that, I love them again, but I wish it would be a little bit different, but we all need work right now, and I'm willing to help them if they still reach out to me. I still work with them. It's great. But I think, again, kudos to Dylan, Scotty, and the My Drama team. They're willing to take risk, and the next four that we're doing, we start shooting in early March. You're going to be very surprised on the genres that we're
Also
doing.
from
So,
My Drama or
yeah,
what?
My Drama.
Oh, so My
We're
Drama
going to be
need a
shooting
yearly
four back to back.
subscription. Holy
I
crap.
know. You know what? I will talk to Dylan about that. See if he can put in a word with the execs over there and
That
see
would
what they
be
can do.
great because it's
That's good
really
feedback.
it's My Drama. It's mobile. No, it's not mobile reels. It's Shorts and Carlos, which don't offer memberships. And I don't understand it. Why? Because,
Yeah.
for example, on My Drama is lately so many good content I want to watch, but I'm
Yes.
not willing to pay so much money to watch it.
I know. I know. But it was enough for me to be willing to pay so I could watch them. Yeah, I do. The ones that I truly care about, I will pay and watch it till the end to see how it played
Yeah, I'm sure if they won't offer a membership until the pirate one drops there,
I know.
I will pay it, you know?
Yeah.
But
Viglu, though, I do have to give kudos to Viglu. I did Campus Rivals. Adam Santa Cruz wrote
oh, you
Campus
did Campus
Rivals.
Rivals,
I
really?
was a department head for that one.
Oh, nice
Yeah.
one. That was
Erica.
also totally different than a cozy one.
That was, I think, what opened up my eyes to a different genre where and being able to collaborate with Eric Guillemette and Adam Santa Cruz and
Yeah, there
Victoria
were
Nottingham.
so
They were just all,
many
oh God, so
vertical.
many. I almost had a heart attack the day all of them came to set. So, but Eric made sure to tell them to come camera ready. So they all came camera ready. I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. I can't get all these vertical actors ready. So yeah,
It was
Eric's like,
also Nick
oh
in
shoot.
it.
Yeah, Nick was in there, and that's the first time I ever met Nick.
Okay.
So super sweet. Yeah, that was the first time ever meeting Nick. And just I think it opened up my eyes where the writing can be good because Adam wrote it and Viglu took a chance on him. But they also gave all of crew and cast coin VIP access for a month to be able to watch it for a month. And that's what I think app should do.
Wiglu is so uncomplicated.
Yeah, yeah.
Really. You know, the yearly membership on Wiglu is much more cheap than on ReelShot or anywhere else. I
Oh,
paid
really? Is it?
10 bucks
Oh.
to get a yearly membership
Oh
on
my
Wiglu.
gosh.
10 bucks, you know?
Their quality is good already because K-dramas, the quality of K-dramas, it's all about the color, the set design, the makeup. It's already top-notch. So they're very, very particular too with their
They
styles.
dropped not so many shows, like Candy Jar also don't, but the shows they are dropping are so good in quality.
Yeah.
So it's worth waiting for me. What
There was a show on Viglu, Adam Santa Cruz got me hooked on. He said, watch, I think it's Love
did you
Lies and
watch this one?
Alibis.
Did you wa was it the one where he was the prof at the university and Andrew Brunella fell in love with him and Idris Itako was the policeman in it?
Yes.
Where Adam Sandler Cruz was kind of psychopath?
I saw it.
That
He
was
told me about it.
good show.
Yeah.
But it was never a story like this again.
I know, and his writing is, he's trying to, Viglu invested that one time for Campus Rivals, and he's trying to, I think he just did another one, but I'm trying to get Adam to collaborate with Dylan and Scotty. So I'm in the middle of trying to make that happen. Because I think My Drama would be a good platform for him to experiment, because his is a little bit darker writing, and it's out there, it's different. And I love his writing, but Campus Rivals was different, and to be able to collaborate and do something like that, I think is what opened my eyes. Campus Rivals is one of my favorite projects to this date, being able to work with all of them. They were so sweet and humble, and the whole cast, crew, yeah, amazing. And I never
Everyone
found
I
anything like
spoke
that.
with, everyone I spoke with from the actor and actress, which were filming for Candy Jar or Viglu, they were all so proud of working for them and so happy for working for them because everyone told me, yeah. You feel so special on this set, and it was so great to work with them, and I would love to work with them again. So that's every time I heard that from actor actresses which work with Viglu or Candy Jar or
Yeah,
Drama
Candy Jar
Pops.
is on my bucket list, so I'm putting it on my vision board to work
Put
with them.
Drama Pops also in your bucket list.
Oh yeah, I will definitely do that. I think Pocket FM is another good one, because they go off books, based off books too, but I wish they would actually do like a full series versus just the first few episodes to get everyone hooked on the audio. So that's another one.
Yeah, but to be honest, I felt a bit sad, when Eric did his Love and Blood one, he shot
Yes.
this one, and that
He was
was
so.
sold to RealShort. This vertical would have done so much better on another platform because RealShort didn't promote it because it was not produced by themselves. They only promoting own produced shows. So it was kind of under the radar a bit.
No wonder I didn't see much advertisement, because when I worked with Eric on campus, he was so he loved the project and he's so proud of it, and it was couldn't stop talking about it nonstop. And I
No,
was waiting
but
for it to come out, and I'm like, what happened?
yeah, but RealShort never promotes shows they don't put or they didn't produce on their own.
Use.
And
Yeah.
you, for me, it was a bit sad because let me check when we are speaking of the numbers. Because they didn't promote it, Love and Blood, I think lately they didn't even hit a 10 million view. No, 4.6 million at the moment.
Wow.
And it was such a great vertical, but so under the radar. And
Yeah.
even
I don't know if
when
other
you
co
got
I don't know
to
if
the
other
RealShort app, it was not shown on the front page or stuff like that. Nothing.
Yeah, I didn't see that. And I don't know if other apps can acquire it, because I did one with Mariah Moss, who was on Love and Blood, and she's great to work with. And it was for Flare Flow, and it didn't get a lot of traction. It had Noah Fernley. It was Way Back into Love. I love the team. The production team. Quality wasn't as the best, but the storyline was there. It was the acting. Noah and Mariah Moss were great, but it got acquired by Flare Flow and then also Drama Box. So I was like, oh, how does that happen? So I see it on both platforms right now, but
Yeah, but for me, for Love and Blood, it was so.
I know it was a
I
good one.
love to see it when the actors themselves getting more and more into the production because they know exactly what the people want to see. you know? And when they are creating such great storylines and shows, and they depend on the platform which buys it.
I know. I know.
So when you also watched Verticals from the beginning as the audience, what is important to you, or what is a must-have for you in your job to do a great vertical, in your opinion?
To do a great job, I need to understand what the director's vision is, with the script. So I need that first, obviously, and then be very prepared. I need good pre-production timeline. So to be able to collaborate with a costume designer, usually I've never gotten that before. Usually the costume designer, I won't even see I'll see a lookbook, but I won't be able to have a conversation with them in time to design the hair and look. So I'm winging it. But for me, I think I am seasoned enough to be able to speak up and say, hey, I cannot do my job if I'm not able to prepare in time. And so a lot of, I think, artists in the vertical world are either new, just came out of film school, or started in verticals. They never came from theater or true feature film world. They don't know how to speak up. And for me, I've been, a little bit stronger each vertical that I do to be able to speak up and tell them I need enough time for to be able to meet with the actors, the leads, to do a makeup test. I think Drama Box, My Drama and Drama Box are the only ones that allow me time to meet with the leads and do a makeup test. That way, day one we start shooting, boom, we're running and we're going. So I think pre-production and having the lookbook and be able to design the looks, even 2 weeks, even though that's short notice, 2 weeks, 1 to 2 weeks is still good enough for me. For me to break down a script and design the looks, I need, if I had full day focus each day, I could break down a script in maybe 3, 4 days and do the designing order. If I have to do, like for the pirates, I had to order the hair pieces because our costume designer was stressed focusing on the rest of the wardrobe. I said, hey, the eye patches that you'll see, the eye patches came from me, and then all the bandanas came from me. So I'm able to collaborate with the costume designer, where a lot of verticals, the makeup artist is just doing some curls and they're running off to set because they have no time. So I push back because quality is so important to me. And being able to whip out a glam look, from head to toe in 30 minutes, sometimes they'll give you 20 minutes. I will push back. I'm like, please give me like 30 to 40 minutes, So I think enough pre-production and being able to speak up is vital, having a voice, and realistic expectations. I think a conversation with the assistant director is very important too. I preface on each look how long it takes before call sheets go out, before any instructions go out. So that's very important to, I think a lot of people don't know how to communicate to a first AD and the costume designer for expectations on set and locations. And I also talk to the producers on set and say, if you want to achieve this look, it's going to take this time. If you want a fake beard, if you want the pirate look, you want prosthetics. So I think, pre-production, enough time to design the looks and then give expectations to the assistant director is vital. Doing hair and makeup is, I think, 40% of the job. I think, in my opinion, 60% is the technical piece, being able to break down, being a true department head and key, as an assistant, yeah, you can just come in and help your department head. But if you want to be, for all the makeup artists that are seeing this, podcast, it's not just whipping some curls and tying back hair. It's truly breaking down a script and being a true department head. You're going to get respect, you're going to get more work, and then you're going to be able to not stress out other departments because we're all working together
Yeah,
in unison.
teamwork makes the dream work, no? Have you ever, an actor or actress, no names needed, saying to you, I don't wear this, no fucking way, I won't wear this, or I don't like the hair or the makeup or stuff like that? Do you have divas on set sometimes?
Actually, I've been very lucky. Knock on wood. I'm gonna knock on wood right now. I've been blessed. I think I'm really good with catering to the client at the same time to meet them halfway and make them happy at the same time.
Okay.
Yeah, because a director has a vision, but you don't need to follow it to a T. You have to make it your own too, because
Yeah.
I think the way I get away with it, this is my little secret. When I do lookbook, let's just say they want a glam look, a bridal look, and like a let's just say it's a homeless look, like a average work look. I'll
Yeah.
give them 5 to 6 variations of each type of look, story day look. And then I'll prove it and I'll be like, I'm not going to give them exactly this, but it'll be these variations. And then when I have a test, a makeup test day with the actors and actresses, I actually let them look at the lookbook as well. And if
Okay.
they're okay with it, we collaborate. So I like to collaborate. I
Yeah.
don't need to tell the director and all of that. As long as they approve it, I work with the actors, and these are the looks, making sure they're happy. And sometimes some of them will have, specific requests that they don't want. Like Emma, love Emma. I've worked with her so many times now. It's she knows her face. For me, I know actors and actresses. They know their faces better than the makeup artist. So that's why I'm very, very attentive to them. And I'm able to say, hey, I'm going to create this look, but I want to make sure you're comfortable. If not, I can create that look, but maybe do a variation so that we're still appeasing the client. And that's great. And so I think the way I approach the talents and the directors with what I'm going to be doing for the look, it makes everyone happy. So that's kind of my little secret. And I try to teach my team that I'm building right now to treat the,
Everyone
handle the
with
situation that way.
respect. Yeah,
With
yeah,
respect,
yeah.
yeah. Yeah. And if they don't like something, yeah, I can toss it,
Yeah, okay.
and switch it out with something else. But like with Emma, she hates the slick back hairstyle. She loves her hair down. She loves to feel sexy. And I make sure. And I'm like, Emma, I do have to do this one ball gown banquet style hair, but it's just for this specific scene because your hair and the way the dress is, and as long as she's comfortable with it, yeah. So other than that, I've been very lucky to not have anyone to
Do you
who
watch the whole verticals? You did the makeup, wardrobe, stuff like that?
most of them, I would say there's out of the 21 that I've done, I haven't watched maybe 4 or 5 of them all the way through.
The
I
rest you
do
watched?
truly like to, oh yeah. I cringe sometimes, like, oh my God, I can't do that. But I'll try and make sure, like, I'm so particular. Like with All I Want is my quarterback for Christmas is my quarterback husband. It was very hard to watch it through because of all the blood and
Yeah.
constant slapping. But I had to make sure, like, I put a prosthetic beard on our lead, Eric Lutz. Love him to death. He was tortured with the beard. But I did not. I think what kills me sometimes is, and I get it's budget and it's time. There's
Yeah.
no time on set. But when the homeless billionaires on these verticals have the fakest looking beard, it kills me. And I know it's not their fault, but I push back for that one for Drama Box. I push back. I was like, if you want the Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift like vibe, that's what they wanted. I was like, you got to give me time to get them on ready. So it took. I went from 100, 1 hour and 40 minutes on Eric. We were a My sister and I were able to get it down to 50 minutes to get the beard on by hand. So yeah, but yeah, that's the time I watch it through to make sure like nothing looks everything good because I'm so particular.
Very critical then.
Very critical of my work, yes, and I want to make sure it's done right. Yeah, because then I know what to fix in the future.
Yeah, and to improve it. Yeah, I
Yeah.
think it's always room for improvement. But how do you react when you watch a vertical straight through and the post-production nearly ruined it? With
Oh gosh.
sound, with lighting, with the cut, or.
Yeah, so sometimes the lighting, the cut, it's sometimes the subtitles. I'm like, that's not what they said. They're saying is doesn't match the subtitles. Yeah, it's the dubbing sometimes. I'll
Yeah.
kind of like see how it's dubbed and it's like completely off, but it's kind of cringe a little bit, to be honest. But yeah, I wish that they could up the post and editing a little bit better. But but with
Yeah,
my
it's
drama,
always the
my
time
drama
and
and
the money, you know.
yeah, but my drama and Viglu did they're superb so far.
I
What I've
recorded with a post-production team from Viglu in Vietnam. I will drop this
Oh.
episode also this month. Yep. I spoke with them also. Was really interesting, to be honest, because sometimes the post-production is so shit that you cannot watch a vertical because the voiceovers are so bad or the background music, so you don't understand what the actors are saying, or
Oh my God.
oh, the
And I
sound
think,
ruins everything.
yeah, it does. And I've witnessed a couple of them where the sound got messed up. So that's why, and we didn't even know until post. And I'm like, what did they just say? What happened? And it happened on two productions. I think it was with Flare Flow. The sound was completely shot. And we shot during the California fires, the recent in LA. We actually, it was with Nicole Maddox, and who was the other lead? Oh shoot, I forgot his name, but it was my Lycan Princess is gonna be a Luna. Oh shoot, let me see which one it is. But we shot that one through the fires, and if you watch that one, the audio is pretty bad.
Yeah,
I'm trying
I
to
don't like it when the post-production is
yeah.
so, you know, sometimes the cast is so great and even the storyline is good and then it all got ruined by the post-production.
Yeah, I know.
So, which type of genre in a vertical you love most to do the hair, makeup, wardrobe stuff?
Oh gosh, period pieces. I love the research and the art in it. Like doing, I want to do a 70s, I want to do an 80s, 90s. Doing the pirate, that's why I fell in love with the pirate vertical. That was the first period piece. We are gonna, like I mentioned, a teaser. We are having another period piece that's gonna be happening with my drama when we start shooting in March. So that's gonna be exciting. Yeah,
So
I
you
think
are
that's my favorite.
also
And fantasy, and
hoping like
fantasy.
Nick for a second part of this pirate
Yes, yes, yes. Nick and I have been talking about it. Oh my gosh, yeah. Fantasy sci-fi is something we're interested. I think Dylan and Scotty are entertaining, so I want to do fantasy and sci-fi really bad. I know we did murder mystery. That was actually one of my favorites. Comedy and murder mystery. After High Stakes Heartthrob, we did Love Lies in a Dead Tycoon. Kind of a long title. I think Dylan's working with the client to see if we can just make it like something easy, murder mystery. That was based off Clue, the movie Clue with I think Tim Curry. So we based off that amazing cast, a very large cast, and then we did Swap Bodies with My Secret Crush. That was a true high school comedy. I think one slap scene, thank God. There was food fights, slime falling on the antagonist. That was the worst. Me and the art team, we were just like, I stayed after we wrapped 2.5 hours cleaning the slime out of her hair. But it was the most fun I had cleaning slime out of her hair. Just
How is it
washing it with.
after a shooting to get all these costumes cleaned up?
They
Who's
were
doing
so hard.
that? Who's doing that?
Our costume designer. Yeah, our costume designer. So she has to order doubles a lot of the times, but if we don't have the budget to order doubles, we have to kind of work around it and cheat shots.
You have to do the laundry after the shooting?
A lot of
I was
laundry.
wondering that because sometimes, you know, when you spill wine or stuff like that, I'm sometimes wondering how did they get that out of the dress again?
Oh, sometimes they'll throw it in and not tell us, to the point where the costume designer and I are freaking out. We're like, hey, why did you throw this wine scene, not tell us? They're like, oh, well, we decided we changed it last minute. Well, we don't have a double of the dress. And so I'm sitting here freaking out, putting like a spray, and it's, I think one time it got ruined. The dress got ruined because I like put something and I was like, oh my gosh, what do we do? But we were able to like put like a cardigan or a sweater on her
Yes,
dress, and
yeah.
it kind of cheated. Yeah, those are the worst. But we try to order doubles. I think with Nick though on the pirate one, because I was responsible for the bandanas. Nick just came to me, Amy, can you please wash this bandana? I've been sweating in it every day. I was like, yes, I will wash it. I washed it, I think, twice for him. And I was like, of course I'm going to wash it. I'm not going to have you wear something that you were sweating in,
Yeah, we're not
for
feeling
you.
comfortable in
Absolutely.
it. But the pirates on the sea couldn't also wash it. So if he would be more realistic, he should have worn it for the whole
I know,
week.
right? Oh my gosh, yeah. Getting everyone ready before we started to set sail was very scary. I
Yeah, he
was.
told me you were on the ship for a whole day with all, even hair, makeup, dress, everything.
Yes. I don't know if you've seen the movie Spaceballs. There's a scene where the princess and the Lone Star, he's telling her they get trapped in a desert, and he's like, bring only what you need to survive. That's what Dylan told us. Bring only what you need to survive on the boat all day. So my assistant and I, costumes, we're just like stressed out. Okay, if something happens, what do we need to bring? We can only bring a little bag, like this big. And I'm like, it was so difficult. And we're in a cabin. Everyone's like this because you only have, I think, three cabins: one for crafty for food, one for the camera department, and the one for wardrobe and makeup. And we're like in these tight quarters. Yeah, it was crazy. And then
Special challenge in that way.
half the people seasick. They gave us Dramamine, wrist
Yeah, Nick
bands. Yeah,
told
I took
me.
everything. Yeah, it was crazy.
I think that would be the best memories, huh?
Oh, absolutely. We in a way, in a funny way, we all trauma bonded together on that ship. It was just so much fun. Just trying to beat the sunset. I think, oh God, there's a beautiful scene. I think Emma posted on her BTS. The sun was setting. And I was traumatized with the scene because I had literally 5 minutes to change Emma's hair and her wardrobe, with wardrobe included,
Oh.
before the sunset, and to get the perfect scene where they're kissing, a silhouette of them kissing.
Yeah.
And I don't know why they were screaming at me from the cabin downstairs. Everyone's like screaming, screaming, screaming at you for now 5 seconds. I'm screaming at Dylan. And Dylan will remember this. We hugged it out after, but Dylan's like, I need her now. I'm like, Dylan, I need 5 more seconds. And Emma's like, yes, yeah, because half her hair was done. So luckily, I'm as good as I am, thank God, knock on wood, I was able to get her hair changed, wardrobe in, and she was out. We made the sunset, got the beautiful silhouette of them kissing. And yeah, so it was a lot of screaming and chaos, but we made it to beat the sunset. I was like, why was everyone screaming? I come from the cabin, and they're like, we had to beat the sunset for that perfect shot. I was like,
Yeah,
you could have told me that.
but I think, this makes a vertical then so special,
It does. It does.
And as I said, I hope that both private verticals will do so well
Yeah.
that we can see more of this genre style, hopefully. So
I
fingers
was sad.
crossed.
I was sad to hear, because I thought we were the first pirate vertical, and that's when Nick told me, no, there was an attempt to make another one with funding, and nothing ever happened, and so that broke my heart. So I'm rooting that ours does well, so that they can find a home. But they may need to, with the quality, they may just need to reshoot the first few episodes. Maybe they did. Who knows? I haven't seen the whole thing, but I'm wishing them
Haven't
well.
you
And
seen the trailer of this one?
I think I saw it. I think it was floating around. I think Nick showed me too.
And
So
a lot of
I think I saw
BTS were put lately on the.
posted lately. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a final countdown for this one. I'm really curious. I'm really curious. So, Amy, on the end of every episode, I'm asking a five question quickie. Every time the five same questions. So, first one, what's your favorite dish for eating?
Oh my gosh, that's a really tough question. I love eating everything except pork, because I rescue, like I sponsor pigs on a pig farm, so it's hard for me to eat pork. But I love everything Asian and Italian, and yeah, just
Who
every
don't
dish.
love Italian food? Italian
And yeah, Italian food is so good. And I'm married to an Italian, so I have to love Italian food by default.
That's understandable. And do you have a comfort movie? A movie you rewatched a few times? A
Oh my
classic
gosh.
one maybe, or
Yeah.
in the childhood movie you felt so comfortable with?
Yeah. Regardless of what holiday it is, I'll watch Home Alone. Home Alone 1 and 2 with Macaulay Culkin. It just is such a feel-good movie. The quality, it has everything from suspense to comedy. Yeah, to everything. Yeah, I love it.
And every time, although you know exactly what happens, it entertains you.
Yeah, never stops. I never get sick of it. Yeah.
Did you? I loved last year when the Google, did you saw the Google advertising with Macaulay Culkin where they make fun out of Home Alone?
Yep, I've saw that one. Yeah, I did.
I loved that one. The idea was so great. Home alone with Google.
That is so
That
funny.
was
Yeah,
fun.
it's really funny. And I do love, because I'm in special effects, I do love everything with zombies. So World War Z with Brad Pitt, I will watch every day, all day long, 20 times a
Because of
day.
Brad
So
Pitt or because of
both
Okay.
Brad Pitt and the zombies. And the zombies.
Brad Pitt is always nice to watch. Hello.
Yeah, of course, of course.
That way. What type of music you love?
So, to be honest, nowadays I don't even listen to the radio. I don't understand anything they're saying, like just the rap music and all of that. And then I don't think anything's, ugh, I hate to say this, original anymore. Everything's just a remake of something. So I grew up, I'm a 90s, 2000s kid. So I love 80s, 90s, and early 2000s music.
Me
Alternative
too.
rock. Yeah, alternative
Me too.
rock.
80s music. We have here in Germany a radio station which only plays music from the 80s, rock songs, the whole day. That's the
Me
best
too.
radio
Oh.
station you could ever listen to.
Mine
And it's
too.
perfect to do some carpool karaoke while driving in the car because
Yeah.
every song they are playing, you know to sing along.
Exactly.
That's so good. Yeah, that's so good.
Can't
So,
make that up.
last two questions. If I will come to you and say, Amy, I never have watched a vertical, which one of yours you did, I should definitely have watched?
Oh, I'm gonna be biased. I would say the Pirates one, but it's not out yet, so I'm gonna say the Pirates. But one that's truly out right now, I would say, honestly, Campus Rivals, just because it's something different. It's something different, and people can relate to it. It's a coming of age, like romance, but there's
It's a
a
good
struggle
vibe.
between, yeah.
I really love this scenery when they are all partying together, where you see all of the actors in this evening. It was so, yep, I want to join this party right now.
Now, yeah.
It reminds me when I was studying, it was all so easy peasy. When I was studying, we had every Tuesday and Thursday, there were a studying party somewhere,
Yeah.
and it was so easy this time, thinking about nothing else. Don't think about other serious life stuff. Just have fun and a good time together. That was so good. And I had this feeling exactly when I watched this scene. I thought, yep, yeah, I want to join this party right
I
now.
know, me too. I never got to go to college, so this was like a kind of being able to join that party, the college days, so yeah.
It makes sense. Last question. Which genre you want to see more or new in the vertical space?
I've been talking to a lot of the producers and directors about this, but I would love to see fantasy
Which
and
type of
true
fantasy?
horror. Oh gosh, I
Kind of Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings, or what?
know, like with fairies and
Oh,
like
with
just something,
elves? And
yeah, with
stuff.
elves, but I want good visual effects though. It can't be cheesy. It we I want to honor true fantasy. Yeah. Even like Marvel type stuff, action hero, but with that type of fantasy, superpowers, I've been dying for that. A lot of my producers I know have been dying for that. So that and true horror, true horror, like old school horror. I would love to see something like that. You're not the horror type. You're missing out.
No, you know, I live alone in an old house. And when I watch a horror movie on my own, and you know, there are some creepy noises in this old house after that, nah, kind of weird. I'm not good in that.
Well, there's true crime. I love true crime. I think we need more true crime, but you don't need the fuss of the slapping and all that. Only if kidnapping is needed or things like
Yeah,
that,
the classic
obviously.
criminal. Okay. I spoke with Kirby Elwood, and we would love to shoot a criminal serial in Europe with six different countries where we shoot. And in every country, the two leads, who are detectives like Sherlock Holmes and Miss Marple, have to solve a
House.
criminal case.
And
That
I
kind
think
of that
Dylan does
way.
want to bring Dylan and Scotty want to do something like that. And I think Nick's talked about that. He wants a true Italian, like
I know,
crying.
he told me. I
Oh
asked
my
him
gosh.
what's the next dream role you are waiting for? A detective one.
We need that.
So, yeah. No, I
And
think
I
you
think,
got.
depending on you guys, if you, the more you guys speak up, I think, and hear from us too, what we want to see, and you guys
I'm
can voice
talking
that.
always about the detective one and the criminal ones. You know why? Because I think in that storylines, no billionaire, unrealistic shit is needed. It's more hooking up the audience because they are kind of curious who was the murderer or something like that. It's, in my opinion, you can get hooked the audience much better with kind of these storylines than with the hot CEO billionaire surrogate,
I
whatever shit.
know. Oh my gosh. Yeah, we need a, we've had enough of those. I know.
Fingers crossed. I
Same
told
here.
everyone I will win the lottery jackpot, then I have enough money to fund a few verticals on my own, and then we can produce what I want to see. Nick is
Exactly.
in. Nick wants to join my detective ones. I said,
Oh,
yeah,
he'd
it's
be
fine.
perfect.
I will
He's ready
fund
for it.
also a musical one for Brooke, I told him. And I want to have a parody. A parody one about making verticals. That would be so fun.
I actually pitched this. Oh gosh, if I say this, I feel like someone's going to take this idea. I was talking to Aaron Fetter, one of our, stunt guys, and he's also an actor too on the vertical world. Love Aaron so much. So we had talked about doing like a reality, a parody of verticals. You have a two crew production teams stuck in a house, and they have to make a vertical in 2 days. And who can make the best vertical in 2 days, stuck in a house, stuck together? They can't escape the house. And what can they use around the house and all of that? And we're just like, oh my God, this is a perfect parody. But I don't think anyone wants to see something like that. I wish somebody
Yeah,
say it out loud, put it in the
as
universe.
you said, we are so tired of these typical storylines. I want to see comedy. I want to see a classic great rom-com and not all this drama. I have enough drama in my life, you know what I mean? I need more entertainment,
Well, Michaela,
realistically.
I think when you say like you need to an escape from that, I think a lot of these apps think that this is an escape for people, that people want to see this. And I think
Nope.
they're mistaken.
I spoke with Teek Sadana lately, an actor from New York, and we spoke about my heart surgery. You know, my life is like a vertical. We spoke about my heart surgery process, and we decided that we can make out a vertical out of this storyline because it's like Scrubs, you know, a classic hospital
I love Scrubs.
rom-com style. You could easily make out of it. And we already created the vertical poster for it because he
Oh
said he wants to. I will send you that over. You will laugh
Yeah, you have to send
because
this
we
to me.
had so much, such a funny, silly title, all of that. But the story would so fit well as a vertical. You can do it like a little rom-com, hospital scenes, a bit of drama, but that would also be a storyline. No billionaire CEO slapping needed, but the story would feel so down to earth that the audience would love it, really, because they can see themselves kind of storylines like that, you know?
Exactly. No, I totally agree.
We will see. Amy, I thank you so much for your time and for recording with me. It was a
Thank you,
pleasure.
Michaela.
And I'm waiting for the pirate one.
It's coming soon. Hopefully. Yes. Can't
We
wait to
have
send you
to.
guys BTS.
Oh, please. Please.
The
So
next one
let
is
me.
Nick. I'm working on Nick's BTS. His video quality was not that great, so I'm trying to clean it up. I'm having him and Brooke. I'm going to see if Brooke can clean it up for him so I can put together a reel and then post it.
Could you please tag me in it when you post it
Yes,
that I can share
absolutely.
with that? Because I'm so down promoting this new verticals, pirate ones, genre, because we are all so badly waiting for that. So we have to make sure
Absolutely.
that it gets a hit, you know?
It's good. Thank you for the feedback, because I should tag more of you guys, the reviewers who mean so much to us. I should do that more. Thank you.
We work it, you know, teamwork makes the dream work. You know?
Absolutely.
I wish you a lovely Sunday in LA. Thanks for talking to me
Thanks,
and
Michaela.
see you. Bye.
See you soon. Talk soon. Bye.
This is a wrap on this episode, and I hope you tune in again.